That rift between Catalonia and the rest of Spain, it's gotten people across the globe waiting to see what's going to happen next. So let's end the show today with the story of some musicians who never expected to get caught up in Catalonia's push for autonomy. They're a heavy metal band from the Washington, D.C. area, seriously. And to understand how they got involved, we have to get into a little bit of recent history. Here's WAMU reporter and former intern here at The World, Michaela Lafrac.
In early October, Catalonians held a vote on independence, and national police cracked down hard. They used rubber bullets and batons to beat back people trying to vote. Nearly 900 people were injured. As the violence unfolded, a woman named Nina Asegueda was watching the news across the Atlantic. She lives in a Virginia suburb of Washington, but her mother's from Catalonia, and many of her relatives still live there.
I was just there last year with my husband. We were in Barcelona and visited my uncles and all of my cousins.
She wanted to show her support for her family, and she had an idea. She's the lead singer of an independent heavy metal band called A Sound of Thunder. They'd recently recorded a version of the Catalonian anthem, and 2 days after the independence vote, they decided to post their song on YouTube. It's a headbanger, to say the least.
We don't have a huge international following. We don't have a huge national following. We expected maybe a couple thousand people to see it.
But way more people than that took notice. The song took off, and within 2 weeks, it had over 1 million hits. Some people even wrote her to say the song made them cry.
As a metal band, you know, we usually don't have this huge emotional impact on people. So for people to say that it brought them to tears, it was very surprising.
The anthem is based off a traditional Catalonian song that dates back to the 1600s. Asegueda came across it when she was looking for a song to record in honor of her mother.
And it's actually called The Reapers in English, which is pretty metal. And then we looked at the lyrics and we were like, oh, this is pretty metal.
The lyrics tell the story of the Reapers' War, when Catalonian farmers rose up against the Spanish monarchy. They used sickles as weapons, which became the symbol for Catalonia. Asegueda says it is a fight song, but her band doesn't support actual violence in any way.
The whole violence in the song is more, I would say, a metaphor than anything real. But for us, as a heavy metal band, it always speaks to us.
And it turned out to be pretty easy to turn the original into a metal song.
It has a lot of dissonant chords, and it sounds very doom metal, so we added a gallop and made it more power metal, but it's a pretty metal song on its own.
In the song, Asegueda sings in both English and Catalan, which she says was a little intimidating. Of course, her family in Catalonia is fluent, but she isn't.
As soon as we released the song, I was like, oh boy, I'm kind of worried that I might have messed up the pronunciation. But all of the comments were very kind. People said that, you know, I did a good job, you know, way to go, thank you for trying.
And she's going to keep trying. She and her band dream of touring in Europe now, including a stop in Catalonia. For The World, Michaela Lafrac, Washington, D.C.